ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد.
السلام عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته. No matter how much you learned about Islamophobia, no matter how much you heard about Islamophobia, no matter how much you study about Islamophobia, you have to understand one thing. Islamophobia is a concept with weak informations, but it is a concept with rich compassion. Islamophobia is reality. We have it in America and we have it in Europe. They fear Islam. This fearing started long time ago, but especially when the revolution, the Islamic revolution of Iran came, and more it became maximized after September 11, 2001. You don't fear a Christianity. You don't fear Judaism. Why? Because you know them in the Quran and you know about them. The reason they fear Islam, because they didn't study Islam and they don't know about Islam. That's why we have too many proofs about this, too many evidence. When Muslims started to build a mosque in New York, was many objections, and the people who crossed outside, they put a sign, all what we want to know about Islam, we learn it in September 11. Terry John tried to burn the Quran and his book, Islam of Devil. The magazine, the media, they say about Islam is an irrational religion. And Islam, the most religion which instigate hatred and crime and violence. Cartoon in Islam, extremism, and many, many evidence. And one of the evidence to support the Islamophobia in America, you have to know about the organization SIOA. Stop Islam of America. Stop Islamization of America. Then the Islamophobia is reality. But how, as a Muslim community, how to face this? How to deal with it? To deal with it, remind me about a poem in Arabic language saying, وَلَوْ كَانَ سَحْمًا وَاحِدًا لَاتَّقَيْتُهُ وَلَكِنَّهُ سَحْمٌ وَثَانٍ وَثَالِثٌ. If it was one arrow, I will take it. If it was one challenge, I will deal with it. If it was only one problem, I will deal with it. But a problem after problem, difficulties after difficulties. We have to understand, to stand united against Islamophobia, to bring people in one idea, it is impossible. It is impossible. Because people has different thoughts, different opinions, different schools, and Shia different school, and Sunni different school. You cannot gather people in one idea, but you could gather people in one thing. We could gather the unity, the community in one thing. It is the morality of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If we wanted to gather to stand against something and to benefit our religion and become proud about Islam, about the Holy Prophet, about Ahlul Bayt, who saved this religion for us, and that's why Islam is disseminated in the entire world, because Islam is a divine religion. The only thing, the morality. The morality in any society, a trust is a good behavior. Lying is a bad behavior. If people follow the morality, we could face the Islamophobia. And I give you one example from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, how to benefit us in our life here and in the life after. Now, the religion of Islam, the main, the purpose, the primary task of religion of Islam, to bring peace. But how to promote peace? We saying there are two blessings, they are missing. People, they don't realize them unless they lose them. نِعْمَتَانِ مَجْهُولَتَانِ الصَّحَّةُ وَالْأَمَانِ. Two things, they are important. People, they don't realize them, recognize them unless they lose them. The first one, health, and the second one, peace. How many we have a medical clinic in this town or in our towns where we come from? Talking about the health. How many? Many we have. Hospitals, clinics. How many we have peace institutions in our towns? We have more than health clinics. Why? Because you go to the church, they want peace. You go to the temples, they're asking for peace. You go to the mosque, they are asking for peace. Then you see them, they are more than the health clinic. Sometimes you go to the village. You don't see in the village university. You don't see in the village academic institution. But I assure you, you will find in the village a place to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then all these institutions, they come for peace. Our Holy Prophet, he directed us to come united if we carry this mission. This is what he said. He said, Allah advised me and advised me and advised me to take care of my neighbor until I thought Allah will make my neighbor inherit me. Who will inherit us when we die? Our children. The Holy Prophet said, Allah advised me to take care of my neighbor and to take care of my neighbor and to take care of my neighbor until I thought Allah would inherit my neighbor and make him inherit me. How many people of us knows their neighbors? How many people of us visiting their neighbors? How many people of us taking a gift to their neighbors? This is an Islam. This is how to face the Islamophobia. This is how to show the morality of an Islam. This is the behavior. I am not going to tell you you will eradicate the Islamophobia 100%. No, but you will lower it. You will lower it. It might be eradicated. Because what people know about Islam, 46%, as Times magazine showed in New York, 46% of Americans, they look to the Islam as a religion of terrorism. And only 27%, they know Muslim personally. Then we need We need to spread the mission of Islam. You don't have to go to shout in the street and to tell people this is the message of Islam. No, no. You need the behavior. How you talk to your neighbor, how you attract the neighbor. If everyone from us attract his neighbor to something good, you will see how that will benefit Islam in the United States and Europe. And this is what we have to see, as they are saying, النَّاسُ عُقُولُهُمْ فِي عُيُونِهِمْ. Their mind, their in their eyes, they see your behavior, and this affects them. And this is what Ali ibn Abi Talib said, لِسَانُ الْحَالِ أَبْلَغُ مِنْ لِسَانِ الْمَقَالِ. A beautiful word, a beautiful wisdom. لِسَانُ الْحَالِ, your behavior. Your behavior, your akhlaq, your morality. This is a great foundation to disseminate Islam. This is a great foundation to attract people. People will ask, what kind of religion is this? Where are these people from? To change the mentality, to dispel all the misconceptions from the mind of people. That's the first part, the first important things. And the second things, we talk about the media. But you have to understand, the media cannot change anything. If I open media tomorrow and I put programs about the Islam and about the behavior of Islam, no one will listen to me. No one will listen to you. There is another thing besides the media. When you enter the equation of a positive competition with the others, people will honor your religion. Through the interfaith, as Haji Ali mentioned, through the Islamic organization, inviting people and denounce Islamophobia publicly. Making the interfaith, making dialogue, making invitation, making, and this is what happened. You heard about Arizona 2 months ago when they came with the gun to shoot the mosque, but the mosque invited them to come inside and they made dinner. When they made dinner, they learned about Islam. They educated them because the ignorance, people, they don't know about the religion. When Kerry John, he tried to burn Al-Quran, they asked him, did you read Al-Quran? He said, no. Then what we need, the media by itself is not going to work unless you enter inside, unless you act inside. And this is what Al-Imam Ali salawatullahi alayhi said, Al-Faqru yukhrisu al-fadina an hujjatih. Al-Faqru يُخْرِسُ الْفَطِنَ عَنْ حُجَّتِهِ. You are rich, you have wisdoms, you have knowledge, you have proof, you have philosophy, but you, Ali said, you're still poor unless you take this knowledge to the others. The poor, not the one who has no money. The poor, the one has wisdom, has knowledge, a clever, a smart, but he doesn't go to the others, to track the others to the fame. And this is one of the mission, you bring people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why Rasulullah said, Ya Ali, if Allah guide on your hand one person, it would be better than the sunrise on the entire world. This is the mission. The Muslim, if they wanted to be united, they have to interact with the other religion. They have to advise them, they have to bring them. Why did you come here? Why did I come to this conference? We came here for a reason. You came to educate yourself? No. I came to educate myself? No. We came to satisfy ourselves? No. We came here to find where is the weak point in our life and how to cure them. To take the the responsibility. This is the reason. If you graduate from engineering, you're going to build houses, bridges. If you graduate from medical school, you're going to treat people medically. If you graduate as a lawyer, you are going to defend people and represent them. If you graduate from this conference and you go, what is your responsibility? What is your work? Your work, this is the responsibility. To think about Islam, to think about the faith, to think how to bring people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the message of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. Otherwise, Al-Husayn, he could sit in Medina. He would have good life. Yazid will give him a great life. But Al-Husayn came and sacrificed because he sees this is a big responsibility for him. This is what we have to pay. It is not my job or the treasury person come to ask you for donation to the center or to the Muslim or to the conference. It is my responsibility and your responsibility. Where we are going, we have to think about this. That's why it is this responsibility. It is not a temporary, it is a permanent. When you read Ziyarah for Imam al-Husayn, you say, As-salamu alayka ya sahib al-musibat al-ratib. Al-ratib, what does mean? Peace be upon you, the one who has musibah. Musibah temporary or permanently? Permanent musibah. When you say resident alim, means this alim always in the town, always in the mosque. And this responsibility, it is a permanent responsibility to take it to Islam, to disseminate the message of Islam. Let people understand this faith. And there are many principles, but the most these things, وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى وَلَا تَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a sharp vision to save our religion. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless all of you and save you with all. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala al-Nabi, ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima.